Because well, right now we're just so intense, we're so bogged down by this dilemma that your dad is facing. Do you think he realizes that he's facing this dilemma yet?
No.
He gets a call Friday night at 10:30 on his cell phone from some guy professing his love for some girl, and to the point that it may even be a proposal. Right?
Yeah.
Because of this part right here of the song.
I want you to be my wife.
So does he need to call this guy back and let him know, hey, you called the wrong number, and that little love fest you did probably didn't make its way to whoever you intended it, you know, to go to. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975? I mean, how did the guy not realize that he dialed the wrong number once he gets the message?
It's kind of confusing because when his voicemail picks up, it's a lady.
Yeah.
But the lady says, hi, this is Barry's phone. Leave a message.
Yeah.
But still.
Well, he could have been so intense and, like, really thinking about the song that he was going to sing. You know, he was preparing. He was getting his rhythms in his head. All he was waiting for was the beep. Everything before that was unintelligible, yeah. You know? He was hearing the parents from Peanuts. To him, the voice message, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. If somebody calls you, and they call the wrong number, obviously, and leave a message professing their love in form of song, do you need to call them back and let them know what happened? Go ahead.
Well, I think that he should call him back.
Even if the guy, I mean, you know, the guy seemed out. I mean, if he doesn't know he called the wrong number, you know.
Well, I know, but you know, I've called the wrong number before, and I get called back and just get chewed completely out. You know,
you've been chewed out by someone.
Huh? Oh yeah,
they call you back and then chew you out.
They'd be like, "Why did you call my number?" You know, and they just like put you on the spot. So I think you should just call him back and be like, "Look, dude, you know, I'm a guy. And I really think he had the wrong number, and, you know, just set him straight."
I don't want to cost this guy his love life. What if this is the woman he's meant to marry, be with the rest of his life?
Then you should remember the number.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
All right, thanks.
Hey there, what would you do if somebody left a message like that on your cell phone?
See, I'm kind of torn, because, you know, I feel bad for the guy that call and be like, hey, this is what happened. I think you should, you know, try to find a real number and call.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm kind of like, if that fool doesn't know the girl's number, and he was trying to call and say, I love you and I want you to be my wife, then there's some serious problems with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if the fool does not know the number and made that big a mistake when he wanted to propose or whatever the heck he was trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some serious issues with that relationship.
Yeah, I guess you can understand it because he probably called from a landline if he had her number programmed into his cell phone. You can't mess that up too many times.
Yeah. So I guess we'd have to figure out all the details to see if it was, you know, a landline or if, you know, because I've called before and like missed the 8 and the 0 and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I figured out that, hey, that might not be the number, so...
Well, maybe he thinks your dad is like a judge on American Idol or a singing show or something and just wanted to show off his chops.
Yeah.
Like he wants to be their wife, too.
And that, too. Yes.